Yeah, this year we're going to try to do everything in 1 week rather than dividing the city in halves and doing the north and south in 2 weeks. In the past, there's been some confusion whether or not you're on 1 week or the other. So as part of the new garbage contract with Jackson's, they were able to do everything in a week, which makes everything a little bit simpler, get it done before Mother's Day, and be clean. So we tried it. It'll start this Monday. Have all your stuff out by the time you go to bed Sunday night, because they'll be starting real early on Monday morning, and by Friday they should be done. And if anybody is missed, don't hesitate to contact us, and we come back and get it if you happen to drive by. Right. So.
And this serves as another reminder here, as we're in the spring months with the yard waste disposal site, and then there shouldn't be a lot of burning that occurs in the spring like the fall. But I mean, there are a reminder in regards to that too, if you want to burn some yard waste.
Correct. So burning wise, that's kind of a tricky situation. You can burn Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, but you also can't burn to cause a nuisance. So burning a wet grass is a nuisance. The point is, when you burn, it's a clean burn. It's dry leaves, dry twigs, anything like that. So something that causes a nuisance is considered, you know, an illegal burn. So that's why we have the landscape waste site. There's plenty of room out there for anybody to take any yard waste stuff out there. It's open every day, dusk till dawn. So it gives another option if you can't burn. There's always a place to take it.